Alright, and there that goes again. Second time, Facebook Live, podcast audio recording, and now YouTube video recording along with it. Alright, let's see if these things don't fucking crash on me again. And I think part of the problem is, this thing is still trying to, like, I'm turning Firefox off, and it's still trying to fucking run it. I thought it was the Gizmodo website. Yeah, what the fuck? Firefox keeps automatically turning itself back the fuck on. Okay, that could be a problem. Alright, but I, yeah, that's some bullshit. But I went on down to the old polling place there. And, I was a little displeased with the fact that, that I got these damn voter registration cards. Got the fucking voter registration cards fucking laminated. And then they were like, nah, you don't need the fucking voter registration cards. They didn't make us use them. They didn't even have us use our ID cards. And also, in Illinois, they don't send you a provisional ballot. The fuck is that shit? And a lot of libertarians on the ticket out here. Like, while the left is over here, like, we can't have a third party. We just can't has another party. The right is there pushing their libertarian party hard. It was a gang of libertarians on the ticket out here. There's Hotep Mike tuned in again. Yeah, we'll see if this fucker doesn't crash this time so we can get down to the get down. And J.B. Pritzker took the governor joint out here in Illinois. And J.B. Pritzker was the guy that he cheated out on a tax on like one of his big ass houses by taking all the toilets out. And by taking all the toilets out, he didn't have to pay some sort of tax. Phoenix Kalita has all that shit memorized. She's been an Illinois resident her whole shit. I'm a new resident. And but J.B. Pritzker ran on the reefer, and he's the Dem. So fucking whatever. You know, maybe we'll get the reefer. Most likely not. I would like some reefer. Down there in Florida, convicted felons can get their vote on. That's a good old time. That's a grand old time, you know. Which is interesting. That's the thing. Like, because Florida, I don't know if they had a bunch of libertarians on the ticket, but I live down there. Florida is a libertarian wasteland. Like, a lot of people out there, I'd say, you know, between the ages of, like, 20 and 40, you know, they're libertarian-minded. So, not surprised that they would vote on, what was that, number four? Ballot deal measure mendant referend number four, and that gave the prisoners the right to vote back. But then the funny thing is, the heads out there, they're libertarian, but they lean right. And I wonder if they think that all those black people, like, let's be realistic, yes, felons, but let's also call it what it is, black people, that they voted to give the right to vote back, or the privilege to vote back, that them niggas is gonna run up and go vote Democrat. That's funny thing about libertarians. Hotep Mike in the archive chat space said, not gonna lie, this is unrelated, but Scott Walker has been a Republican superstar in Wisconsin for like 6 years among his cult-like following. He just lost his re-election after 6 years of dominance by 1.1% failure. 1% too high for the recent, for the recount. His, lieutenant governor, told their supporters to be prepared for when the other side demanded one. 0.1%. Some shit going on out there. Yeah, Scott Walker. That was the motherfucker that, I remember that shit back in 2015. Like the Cokes. They lined up behind Scott Walker like, this is going to be our guy. That didn't go well. But then they said, now this was what was really amusing. Because remember, like, the Cokes, like, they're assholes like Trump. But Trump isn't like them. Like, Trump is really just a sort of old school white man. While the and you know, and he's just sort of born rich and riding the wave and having fun, while the Cokes are these cold, calculated, like, socially powerful because of all their money, sociopaths, sick, crazy fucks that want to just rule the world. And so they actually liked Hillary Clinton more because Hillary Clinton is also a cold, calculated motherfucker. And Hotep Mike in the archive chat space on the Facebooks said, voter suppression up the ass, anti-collective bargaining. Hey, fuck the unions, buddy. And what else is going on? Quick and fast, ripping through this because I'm on shift at 4 a.m. It is 2:28 a.m. Central Standard Time. I don't typically click on rawstory.com. But rawstory.com has this joint about the Army banning some white Minnesota teens who posed in KKK hoods and blackface. And then this is the funny thing. Like, they like everything that is hate. Because to have on a Klan hood and to be doing the Sieg Heil Hitler thing, you're mixing up your nations. And keep it grisly. The Klan's been around. So think about, there was a motherfucker somewhere, more than one. Go back, you'll find somebody who was a Klan member that went to war to fight Nazis, and now you want to play cosplay of Klan member / Nazi because they don't care about making sense or being consistent. They just like being grimy and rude, and they just like hatred. That's all the fuck that is. You know, the image, it shows two students in KKK. It says robes on this thing, but they just have on the hoods. Like, they both have on gray long sleeve shirts, and then one of them has on a white t-shirt over it, and the other one has on a white tank top over it. Why the fuck? Really? My alarm clock is fucking going off while broadcasting. Like, step your shit up, iPhone. That was ridiculous. Those two things shouldn't be able to happen at the same time, right? You shouldn't be able to be on Facebook Live and the alarm go off. But, whatever. Yeah, so they're not in robes. So, Raw Story, they put that up wrong. They're not wearing the fucking robes. And an Army recruiting center at their school, because they wanted to sign up to be in the Army, they saw the pictures and they said, well, fuck these guys. Which is bullshit. And the only reason why, keep in mind, the only reason why they said fuck these guys is because they got caught. That's it. It's only because they got caught. I did not do a trigger warning at all. Welcome to the fail, okay?
This show is fucked up.
All right, it most certainly is.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
All right. And then this just came across my news feed. There's this individual named Sinead O'Connor. Sounds like an Irish name, I think. And Phoenix Cleater knows who this individual is. They were in the news recently again for doing stuff and saying things. And there's another one. This is up on the Yahoo Entertainment. And this Sinead O'Connor, who, oh shit, they changed their name. It says they recently changed their name to Magda Davitt. Wait, they changed their name from Magda Davitt to Shuhada Devitt and converted to Islam. That's why they were in the news. Okay, so this is a Irish white Islamic motherfucker now. And they were signed into their Twitter account on Tuesday, lambasting white people, denouncing Trump, and speaking up for women in a series of polarizing tweets. That sounds really goofy. I don't get that. And it also seems like this individual in their head, as it tends to go, is racializing religion, right? Like, Islam is inherently no white people. Okay. Excuse me. Let's look at a little bit of this. So, quote, it starts with this quote. "I'm terribly sorry. What I'm about to say is something so racist, I never thought my soul could ever feel it. But truly, I never want to spend time with white people again. Not for one moment, for any reason. They are disgusting." End quote. Wow, that was pretty racist. Now, that was pretty racist, pretty racist. Makes you think there might be a white genocide coming up of sorts. So fucking dorky. Yeah, this person is a fucking geekwad. They continue, though, and they say, "Interesting to see if Twitter bans this when it allows people like Trump and Milbank spew the satanic filth upon even my country." I don't know if English is their second language or if they're typing really fast. Says, they also say, "Forgive me, sometimes the Lord needs dirty workers." And they continue saying, "By the way, if one is an intelligent theologian and has taken the journey, one would know there is no more talk of ancient violence in the Quran, in the Tanakh, whatever, the Bible, or the sodding Mahabharata, and it's all equally irrelevant to our times." And then hashtag, for fuck's sake, hashtag, reign of white man over. This is just weird. I don't find this in... I'm not taking this fucking person serious. Like, whatever this person became a celebrity for, try to be interesting at doing that again. You know, we're in this fucking age. You know, it's kind of like where I... you know, my thing was make rappers rap again. You know, stop going on the Instagram or the Twitter and saying goofy bullshit because no one wants to hear you rap anymore because you stopped trying. Right? Like, that shit with people... Like, one of these little niggas said he thinks the earth is flat. No, you don't. You're just saying some shit so people will respond to you. All right? Matter of fact, fact-based fact. Nobody is a flat earther. There are no flat earthers. There are people of whom are not interesting but really want attention, so they say that to get a response. They don't actually think the fucking earth is flat. That's nonsense. All right? Stop believing everything everyone says just because you want to have something to respond to. And then that way, I guess that makes you interesting now because you made a snarky comment in response to the flat earther. There are no fucking flat earthers. They're being goofy, and you're being goofier responding to them, taking the screenshot. "Look, he said the earth is flat." Shut the fuck up. All right. I'm being very reasonable and measured here. This is what I found interesting here. And then we'll wrap this one up with this. This is off of the Gizmodo. There we go. Off the Gizmodo website. Something's wrong with the other laptop arena there. Facebook offered advertisers a white genocide option. This article comes from Hret Jones. Hrett, Hret Jones. On the Gizmodo. And they put... honestly, guys... this shouldn't be so hard. With billions of dollars, thousands of employees, and some of the finest engineering minds on the planet, Facebook just can't seem to figure out how to stop profiting from advertising categories that don't comply with its advertising principles. They don't have principles. There is not one capitalist anywhere on this planet that has principles. All right, they have profit motive and profit motive only. All right, it continues. And now a new damning discovery was just made by The Intercept. This week, the outlet attempted to promote two articles on the Facebook and discovered a detailed targeting category for pushing ads to users who have an interest in white genocide conspiracy theory. This was a category that Facebook's system had identified on its own, according to the company. So the company is claiming that Facebook, the website, did something without anyone engineering it or programming it to do so. Okay. And it says it offered among its predefined suggestions for advertisers. Choosing it would serve an ad to a group it said consisted of 168,000 users. While the Facebooks actively offering a convenient way to help spread a racist myth is shocking enough, The Intercept made it really easy for the social network to flag its ads and realize this isn't a good way to use the platform. Ad campaigns of Facebook have to be approved, and this one was specifically named White Supremacy Dash Test. Still, the ads made it through the approval process. And over in the archive chat space, there's Hotep Mike. Yeah, it said white genocide conspiracy theory. So they want to feed the crackpots who believe white people are gonna get genocided. Yeah, by to my understanding, miscegenation. It's like y'all motherfuckers miscegenized the goddamn planet. Trying to manifest your fucking destiny all over the damn place. continuing. When contacted by Gizmodo, a Facebook spokesperson told us, quote, "This targeting option has been removed, and we've taken down these ads. It's against our ads principles and never should have been in our system to begin with. We deeply apologize for this error," end quote. The company confirmed that the term made it through its review process in August and characterized the approval as a mistake. The Facebook told The Intercept that this targeting technically did not violate its advertising policies. Quote, "Because it was based on a category Facebook itself created," end quote, as the outlet described in the situation. Facebook also confirmed that a mix of algorithmic and human review of suggested categories is used, but the final decisions on the newly added interests are made by a human. Okay. We got Jamal in here, big old orange cat. And the concept of white genocide is a myth used by white supremacists. And damn, so this journalist is just going the fuck in for it. The concept of white genocide is a myth used by white supremacists and garden variety racists around the world to justify bigotry. In America, some races consider population trends toward minorities outnumbering white people in the coming years as a form of white genocide. That kind of argument can be heard from someone as prominent as Congressman Steve Cantaloupe King, who once tweeted, quote, "Culture and demographics are our destiny. We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies," end quote. He argued that, if folks might hear a weird noise, that's the cat purring very near the microphone. And he's a little uncouth. He sometimes does the open mouth purr. He's weird. And, alright, continuing with the article. He argued that he wasn't talking about race, and one of his strongest defenders in the controversy was David Duke, former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Citing false reports about a white genocide in South Africa, in which white farmers are being murdered and having their land stolen, has become a favorite practice for the Fox News star Tucker Carlson and the blog he founded. It's called the Daily Caller is Tucker Carlson shit. You know, and some people that they may not be leftist, they may be more civil liberties leaning type folks, but left leaning, but I wouldn't call them leftist. Like, they see the Daily Caller does that slick shit where they will put up one or two videos critiquing Democrats from the left, and then they'll end up sharing Daily Caller shit and getting them more traction. So that's Tucker Carlson shit. All right. Let me look at the archive chat space with Hotep Mike. Dooba doo doo booba doo boop 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 skippa doo. Oh no, that's the same one. Okay. All right, and I knocked the camera sideways. Everybody's having a good time. All right, continuing with the article. The problem isn't just that Facebook was potentially giving Nazis a helping hand. It's that the company just seems to be so inept at settling policies and training its machines and humans. The outlet ProPublica has previously found Facebook enabling advertisers to target Jew haters and to deliberately discriminate based on race for housing listings, a practice that is illegal. A Facebook spokesperson told Gizmodo that the, quote, white genocide conspiracy theory category was primarily used reasonably. A Facebook spokesperson said the white genocide conspiracy theory was primarily used reasonably. They cited examples like a university lecture on America's conspiracy culture. They also reminded us that it removed 5,000 problematic targeting options that didn't meet its standards. And that was back in August. And that point would feel more worthy of praise if not for the fact that it managed to let 5,000 problematic targeting options sneak their way into the system. Given the fact that the Facebook has been directly implicated in helping fuel mob violence and ethnic cleansing in places like Myanmar, nailed it, Sri Lanka, and India, one would think that genocide would be a pretty easy word to add to the list of items that could use a little extra attention. But I'm no brilliant engineer. That's the journalist here. In other news, hashtag KillAllJews was trending on Twitter today, so everyone's doing a great job. And that's off the old Gizmodo this past Friday by Rhett Jones. And with that, I got to get ready to go get on the goddamn shift. I need to be leaving the house by 3:30 a.m. and it's 2:46 a.m. right now. All right, so you can keep this shit up and or running. We saw one of the homie locos. One of the homie locos is on Patreon, and then I just saw a notification that they hit up the PayPal with a few extra grits. Thank you. That is paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, and folks can just sign up for the monthly hit patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. And that's stop on the Facebook joint. And there's Hotep Mike saying, have a good shift. Gonna troll Republicans over the loss of their beloved gov. Yep, the beloved gov. Peace. End Facebook Live and podcast audio. We got to get rid of you too.